Time now to speak to Zorba, and we're looking forward to his thoughts on what's happening. It's almost done. There's only really one international go. The rugby league season is run and done. However, it is still very much in the news. Morning, Zorb.
Morning, boys. Great job in Melbourne. Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? Some of the most prized possessions in the NRL are still playing rugby league, and they started in March. It's a crazy representative season. It's all wrong. Having those assets still playing. I mean, Ricky Stewart, for instance, he's got in that game in Christchurch last night, five players still playing. They're paying their wages each week, and yet they're representing their country, which is great. But
to say, Zorb, how can you tell those young players that you can't play for their country? You
that's
can't.
Right.
They want to play for their country.
Well, they do to a certain point, and at a certain point of the season. You could tell there's been no heart and soul in these rep games. Australia were disgraceful a couple of weeks ago. They couldn't wait to get up and get the barley, obviously. I thought the Poms versus New Zealand last night was a pretty ordinary game of football.
I think it was a wrestle-a-thon, I know that. What was your thoughts on Dave Fifita? We don't know the full extent of what's happened, but...
Regardless of what David did or didn't do, he's the latest NRL star to fall foul of the law while on the drink in Bali. Now, Fifita headed to Bali after captaining the Junior Kangaroos 2 weeks ago. He's alleged to have punched a security guard from the same nightclub which saw Melbourne Storm's giant Nelson Asafoa Solomona in trouble recently. When will the NRL clubs put it into the contracts that Bali's barred as an end-of-season no-go zone? I mean, there are plenty of places in the world to go. They've got plenty of money. They don't have to go to Bali and get into trouble. And it's happening too much. And, I mean, here's players that are getting close to $1 million a year, some of them, on motorbikes while drunk in Bali. It just doesn't add up. It's crazy. And the sooner some clubs stamp down, I don't think it'll be too long. We won't read a lot about it, but they'll just say, listen, you can't go to Bali.
They could go to Cabo San Lucas like Sam Burgess.
Well, they could and get in more trouble.
I don't think it's the destination, Zorb.
I do. I mean, it happens too much.
Mate, it'll happen on the Central Coast. It'll happen at Port Macquarie.
Well, it doesn't happen in Hawaii.
Oh. Ask what's his name?
Robert Allenby.
Robert Allenby. Anyway.
It's an interesting one, Zorba. I know where you're coming from.
I just don't think it's on.
It's a difficult one. We got.
I can't see why everyone's in love with the place anyway. Even at 18, I wouldn't have been in love with it.
You're going with your mates, and that's probably half the beauty of it, you know.
Somewhere else other than that.
I went.
Get me to Spain or Portugal or Hawaii. Not there.
What about Mykonos for you?
Mykonos, beautiful. You can't get in any trouble there.
Of course not.
Hey, Zor, what about these internationals? Wayne Bennett, 0-3 this late season campaign. Yeah, I noticed Blake Austin out in the wing there too last night.
Yeah, and didn't they play at him early, drop the first high bomb, and that was the end of him for the game. Look, he tried hard, but playing out of position like that, it just shows you what a farce. We're going to have representative games. They've got to be at the right time. I don't know when that is, but it's certainly not at the end of the season. Maybe this is maybe the start of tours again. It just makes the season awfully long.
Mm. What about Latrell, mate? What should he do? What do you think he's going to do?
Well, all I know about Latrell is that I don't think anybody knows. The Roosters are obviously sick and tired of what's going on. They've withdrawn the offer. We were told that he was going to go to the Bulldogs, and once again, another down-the-drain prediction for Fox Sports and for one particular individual there.
You better name that. You've given this person a slap the last 4 weeks.
Well, he's got to get something right soon, James Hooper. He's a senior writer there. When will he get something right? Maybe before Christmas he'll get one right.
Why don't you like him? Why don't you like him? Why don't you like him?
I like him, but he's got to get things right.
I'd hate to see the people you don't like.
You can't keep flying kites and get it wrong. Not in a position like that. He's lucky Fox is in the same stable as the Daily Telegraph because it saved him from a real hammering, let alone my little go.
He's a good man, Hoops. Hey, on a more positive note, Zorb, what about Ash Barty? What's your take on her? I know this is a rugby league segment, but she is an absolute
star. She's the
sports star
of the year, hands down.
Mm.
No protest coming from anybody behind. And on and off the court, she's amazing.
Mm.
She's had an incredible 12 months. What a refreshing superstar. Number one in every way. Tick, 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 tick.
Yep.
All of the boxes.
Yep.
And she'll get Australia home over in Perth. What about how she played yesterday?
Yeah.
Donuts. Two donuts. And
bagels.
Bagels. What are they?
They're bagels. I'm reliably informed.
It's the American influence coming out in
bagel, bagel. Or if you win 6-1, 6-1, or indeed lose 6, it's breadstick, breadstick.
Okay. All right. What about the Golden Boot Award? What a farce it is. I watched Kevin Naguama play last night. He hasn't got any better from when he left Newcastle and West Tigers. Good. Better than average player. But the Golden Boot Award? Please. Mm. Maybe. For the weirdest haircut in sport, but that's about it.
Right, right. Shush 3 in today's What's the Buzz column from your great mate Phil Rothfield. Which Manly Seagull star is not happy about the multi-million-dollar package deal to keep Jake and Tom Trbojevic at Brookvale? He's only earning $350, could probably command double that at a rival club. I told you about this, Zorb.
Well, whoever that player is, Let him go to the coach and say, I'm not happy. And Des will just say to him, well, there's the door. Either turn left and play or turn right and don't play.
Okay. All right. That's how you solve that one?
Yeah.
All right. Now, the other one...
I tell you, I ran into during the week. I know you're in a hurry, but one of the great 5'8s of our game, probably one of the greatest ever, Brett Kenny. Pleased to say, I ran into him in a tab on Melbourne Cup Day, would you believe?
I do.
Mm-hmm. And... look, he's looking fit and well after his scares with his health.
Yeah.
He's looking fantastic. I don't know why, but Parramatta have got a young 5'8 who didn't know who he was. So whoever's looking after the historical aspect of Parramatta needs to get off their backside and start telling some of the players who's who in the historical... they haven't won that many comps, Parra. And the man that showed them the way was Brett Kenny, one of the most brilliant 5'8s we've ever seen.
Yes.
That good that he kept the great Wally Lewis, considered by many to be one of the greatest players of the modern era, on the bench in Test match football over in England, the Kangaroo Tour.
Yes.
If I was coaching Parramatta, I would have him as my halves coach. If I was coaching Newcastle, where they desperately need a 5'8, I would be... I'd be asking him to pop up there. He's very proficient at it. He wants to do it. If I was Adam O'Brien, I'd be making a call. It's only an hour up the road, and they need a 5'8", and they haven't got one, and they might have to manufacture one.
Yeah.
And I know he's supposedly going to be a terrific coach, but I don't think he could catch 5'8" like this bloke could. I'd be getting Brett Kenny on board.
Yeah, he's a good man, Bert. He's a really nice fella. Hey, just before we let you go, boys, what about Zorba's Mob? Our theme today is they came, they saw, they were conquered. And you might give us a nomination there as someone who came to Australia with big reputation and left with it in tatters. But this bloke says, boys, what about Zorba's Mob? They came, they saw, they concreted.
and then painted the concrete white.
Have you got one off the top of your head? Someone I mentioned Bobby Goulding. Remember, he came with lots of bells and whistles and
went home 3 weeks later.
went home without. I think he didn't play a game in the NRL.
Yeah, there's been a few. I think for the player he is and has been, the winger that the Roosters have brought over this year. I expected a lot from him. Brian Hall had a great career at Leeds.
Yeah.
Didn't look as though he could run out of sight in the games that he played for the Roosters this year.
Yeah, yeah. Someone here's nominated Mal Reilly. Would you agree with that?
I beg your pardon.
Sometimes you don't even need to put bait on the line, do you, Ray?
He's one of the greatest of all time. Yeah.
Good on you, Zorb. We'll speak again next week.
See you, boys.
See you, Pete. Peter Peters with his thoughts on, well, pretty much everything this morning, to be honest.